The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D.
Meh.
And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. We need to get new opens done.
Tittle.
Titter.
Titter?
Titter.
Tittle.
Tittle is something different.
Tittle.
I believe tittle is what you wear when you is what you have when you wear a training bra. You get a little tittle.
Make you tittle with laughter.
Titter.
I'm sticking with tittle. Y'all can do whatever the fuck you want.
You see what we deal with? You see what we missed you, but you're a handful. Hold on, let me turn Kareem's microphone on.
A small fingerful, but yeah.
Okay, I have not had complaints about my finger size ever. Then again,
man has heard that said at some point in his life.
Granted, I haven't hooked up with a lot of people, so it can't really be like, you know, something I can, like, it's not an accurate survey. I'm more than happy to do the research if anyone's willing.
Well, we can probably figure something out for you. Coming up on the show today, Ann Coulter is giving some tips to the GOP. We'll talk about those. Plus a man in New Jersey and some toes. We'll put those three things together. And what happens after you kiss Burt Reynolds? I know we've all wondered that. Gonna find out. But first, I have a story for you. We mentioned Jack in the Box in the last show, so technically probably should have brought that up then, but
I'm so hungry. Not high, hungry.
No one said, look, I never assume you're high. I just figure you're really Asian. That's the best excuse, by
with
the way.
Allergies. With allergies.
I'm an Asian with allergies. I'm not high, okay? Well, I'm not an Asian with allergies.
I actually got in trouble at work because they thought I fell asleep during a meeting. So the guy told my boss, and my boss told me about it. I was like, that's fucked up because I was participating. So for him to call me out on sleeping is bullshit.
Yeah, you can call him out on being racist.
That's what I tried to do, but then he was busy, and he hates me even more. I'm like,
he's too busy to call him out on being racist. Okay.
Convenient, isn't it?
I know. I don't have time for your complaints of racism. So, all right. So this past weekend, went to a Jack in the Box, went through the drive through with my friend Leslie, and because she wanted some food, and I'm like, oh, I'll just get some fries and I'll get a Coke, because, you know, just a little something. So order through, she orders through, I order mine. I order curly fries and a Coke. Now the screen says fries. And I'm like, and she says, are you sure they got that right? Because the screen said fries. And I go, eh. I'm like, I don't really feel like having the argument over the speaker. Fuck it. If it's fries, it's fries. They're a different price. It's going to be a whole thing. So we get around to the window, and the lady who is, I'm going to guess Indian or Pakistani, somewhere in that section of Asia. And she is, I would put her late 40s, early 50s. And she's working the drive through at Jack in the Box. So she hasn't made the best life choices recently.
So, you could be retired. Once again, in the defense, did not work at that time.
No, well, maybe it's a secondary job for, you know, saving up for Christmas. Oh, wait, probably not.
Still
Christmas.
Not making the right life choices.
Anyway, so she hands out the first drink, and it's the Diet Dr. Pepper, and she has a very heavy accent. It's great. And then she takes another 5 minutes and hands me another, and she goes, Diet Coke. And I'm like, no, I wanted a regular Coke. And this is exactly what I get. She goes, regular Coke? I go, yeah, regular Coke. Meanwhile, the machine is literally arm's length away from where she's standing. And this is what you get. And she turns her back and droops her shoulders over as though I've just asked her to redig a 6-foot-long trench. Because
wow.
Because she wouldn't listen.
Why are you making an old lady do shit for you?
I said she's between 46 and early 50s. She's not that old.
Well, according to Kareem, that's enough to be wearing a fucking marbly glitter blazer and a fucking big ass hat, aka senile, is what he's saying.
Well, to be fair, he was saying that about you, not in general. He was being more specific. So
five cats.
Five cats.
I hate you guys so much.
But I saw her do the other. I saw her on the headset with the people behind, and she would walk over, and it would be all the same. I saw her do it three times on stuff where there would be a big sigh, followed by the body language, which was it: head goes down, shoulders hunch forward. So I started doing it in the car, and I got the, she's not doing that. I go, yeah, she is. It's like, regular Coke? She wasn't making that much noise. I go, yeah, actually she was. And when you throw the body language into it, which you didn't see from the passenger seat, it's the body language that got me. Because, first of all, you not being able to listen is not my problem. And I didn't make a stink about the curly fries because I'm like, fuck it.
Well, she would have fucking hated you even more. You're kind of fucked on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to pour out that 10 cents worth of Diet Coke and fill up another cup for me.
God, why you gotta be so... At least you didn't, like... I don't know, man. I don't know.
Diet Coke? No, Coke. What if I had some terrible allergy to Diet Coke? I could have died. But, you know, she had to refill the cup, so...
How many people have a terrible allergy to Diet
Coke? It doesn't matter, Diana. All it takes is one. One dead person is one too many.
Well, you could have set the precedent where...
I could have died.
You could have died. It wouldn't have been in vain.
I could have died.
It wouldn't have been in vain.
I'm not actually allergic to anything. I just didn't want a fucking Diet Coke. Because fountain Diet Coke tastes like shit. So that's it. Hey, I was looking at movies for Thanksgiving because I'm going to my friend Hootie's house for Thanksgiving, as I always do. And we sort of have a tradition that we're getting away from because the movies around Thanksgiving have been kind of sucky the past couple of years. So I was looking for a Thanksgiving movie, something coming out around then. And it's pretty much, you got your choice of Horrible Bosses 2, and he hated Horrible Bosses 1. So that's out.
Who's in Horrible Bosses 2?
Everybody who was in Horrible Bosses 1.
Really? They're doing the same fucking shit again?
Oh, it's different. It's different. But I would watch Horrible Bosses 2 just for Jamie Foxx's part.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I didn't know he was.
But anyway, he doesn't like Horrible Bosses, so we're not going to see that. The only other movie out is Hunger Games, and I don't care about Hunger Games.
No one does. That's for teenage girls.
I wish that were true.
Hey, you can go. I'm not even going to mess with you about that.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
So as I'm looking around, I'm like, what's coming out for movies? So I start clicking through and I find this little gem. It's coming out before Thanksgiving, but it's a Christmas movie.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
By all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, whatever that means.
You okay?
This is not what Christmas is all about.
Some want to pull down every manger scene and tell us why our favorite Christmas traditions are wrong.
Newsflash, not in the Bible. That's a pagan idol symbol.
It was the winter solstice. Jesus was not born in December.
It's exactly what the Druids did.
It's like a carjacking, but like of our religion. And guess what? Santa got in the car, kicked Jesus out, and was like, rolling, 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 and took it.
Isn't it time somebody spoke up? Everything you see inside there, it's all about Christmas. It's all about Jesus. I know you love Christmas, and you want it to be all about what it's all about. This Christmas, dive headfirst into all of the joy, the dancing, the celebration, the feasting, the imagination, and traditions that glorify the true reason for the season. Join me and my family, and together, let's put Christ back into Christmas.
That's right. Kirk Cameron is saving Christmas, and you both and you both laughed along with it. Along with it, you're on Team Cameron.
No, I'm not on Team Cameron.
You are. You
this movie is stupid. Except for that movie should have just been a stand-up bit. Like that one thing should have just been a bit, and then scratched the whole fucking movie. Because I guarantee you, that was the funniest part of the whole movie. Not only that, this is a real fucking thing.
Yes. Yes, this is going to be in theaters. Oh, it's a limited release.
I hope it was. Well, probably for good reason, because they know this shit's going to fail.
Oh, no. This movie's going to make a fuck ton of money.
Who is Kirk Cameron?
Kirk Cameron was on Growing Pains, and then Kirk Cameron found Jesus.
Is that what this shit's about?
Yes!
I can tell. That's why I don't like it.
It's about the real reason for the season, Diana.
They made that shit up. What did Jesus, he even said? Like, Jesus was even, no. Like, the timing's all wrong.
Kurt doesn't want you to tell people that.
But he said in the bit was hilarious. That one part was hilarious. That should be a stand-up bit. I am okay with that part. The rest of the movie is just garbage.
Kurt does not want you to know that it's not about Jesus. Kurt wants you to believe that Jesus was born on December 25th.
Can I get an amen?
Hey, everybody. This is Kurt Cameron calling. And I just wanted to let you know that the reason for the season is Jesus. I found Jesus, and I'm going to cram him down your throat all the way.
Kurt doesn't want you to know that Jesus was born in October.
I'm going to cram Jesus further down your throat than a black porn star's cock. It's going to happen. Get used to it. Here's to me, Kirk Cameron, saving Christmas. This November, coming soon to a theater near you.
Kurt wants you to go spend all your money on Christmas presents.
That's right. Reason for the season.
Kirk Cameron's a dick.
Christmas presents for Jesus.
I got that girl fired from Growing Pains because she was in Playboy, that dirty slut.
I hate everything about this man so much, except for that one bit. I hate everything about this man.
Because I wanted her.
You know, Diana, you're going to hell.
She was tempting me.
That harlot.
That harlot was tempting me with her luscious legs.
You're all going to hell because you don't know the way of the master. For me, Kurt Cameron, saving Christmas. coming to theaters in November.
Why can't he be, what do they call that? What can't he be?
A martyr?
No. the Left Behind series. Why can't he be rendered or some shit?
He just needs to
The CIA need to come and take him.
So that's happening. His studios, his personal movie company is called Cam Fam Films. The Cameron family? Cam Fam?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's happening. If you really want to get some really fucked up stuff, go to, in Kirk Cam, I don't know if he's still on this, but it's called wayofthemaster.com. And they will tell you if you've ever had an impure thought, you're going to hell. It's delightful.
Well, biblically, that's right.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, then everybody's going to hell.
All right. So, you know, I almost want to hate watch that movie.
Kirk Cameron's going to hell because he had an impure thought. That's why he got that girl kicked up. He got that girl kicked off of Growing Pains because he saw her Playboy spread.
That's how he knows he saw it.
I saw the Playboy spread, and then I went out looking for Jesus. I found him out back. Then we went and played Parcheesi. It was great. See me, Kirk Cameron, in theaters next month.
Says she stuck her finger in my booty, and I liked it. I needed Jesus after that.
So that's happening. And seriously, I kind of want to hate watch the movie. I really do.
Just illegally download it.
Well, first of all, you know it's not coming to Sacramento. We're nothing but heathens here. That's not going to happen.
A lot.
It does. I mean, where's it gonna play? Because it's a limited release thing. Are they even going to show movies at the Crest anymore?
I don't know, because they have that new owner.
I know there's been a big hubbub about that, and people have been... What I've been seeing on Facebook from certain people makes it sound like they're going to take the wrecking ball to it, and that's not what's happening at all. It's just someone doesn't necessarily share other people's point of view about things. And so let's...
That is taking it because he's coming in like a wrecking ball. Did you listen to Miley?
Kind of like a wrecking ball. Not in a while, no. Like everybody else, I have not listened to Miley Cyrus in quite some time. So this happened too. Fired anchor. He got fired for saying some things. He apologizes for what he said on a hot mic when he didn't think his mic was hot. And this is from News 12 in one of the boroughs of New York.
Roads and Rails Plus, another one tunes. But first, here's a quick look at the results. So far to our question of the day, we're asking, what are you doing to save the planet if you haven't?
Okay, never mind.
Maybe it's just my crackling voice because I have a sore throat. Maybe that's what you're hearing.
So they're in a commercial. They don't think they're actually on TV. And there's a mass transit map up. But their voices are on TV. Someone's got their camera pointed at the television recording this.
Oh, I'm getting used to this. I'm gonna bask in the ambiance. All right, Cinderella in the MF now.
2 minutes. And Dave wants you to also mention that parents should do their fucking job and walk their little kids to school on their own and not rely on everyone else, kind of like people rely on government assistance for their entire lives.
Did he just say that?
He actually said that. Wow.
Thank you.
That would be the sound of outraged black people. Kareem, you're familiar with that sound, right?
Yes.
I don't understand. It wasn't that big of a deal.
I'm not upset with him for saying what he said.
Yeah,
because he didn't say black people.
Didn't say just people on welfare.
No, exactly.
They assumed it.
Yes, he didn't say black people on assistance all their life.
That's an opinion on welfare, which I understand why people have that opinion, because there is a lot of misconception about welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people, I hate to say it, it's kind of like the whole cops thing. There's a lot of people that take advantage of the system,
right,
which has that, develops that stigma. He shouldn't have gotten fired for that.
No.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, like I said, he didn't say...
He did not mention race.
He didn't mention race at all. So, yeah.
Well, he probably got fired for using the F word.
Yeah.
As opposed to that.
Who didn't turn out the fucking mic?
Well, true. Somebody else who should have gotten fired. This has happened before, and they always blame the talent. Here's the thing, and we're told this in college. First day in college TV or college radio, whenever you walk into a studio, assume that the microphones are on and that what you're saying is going to be heard by people.
Yeah.
Assume that.
If I was him, I would go back and punch the person who controlled the mics.
Seriously.
So, anyway, here's his statement. As a professional who has spent his entire career delivering the news, I understand the importance of sharing the facts. The situation that transpired on September 24th was extremely unfortunate, and I feel the need to communicate what occurred and clear the air. The incident was broadcast accidentally when we were supposed to be in a commercial break, not on the air. Someone in the control room spoke into my earpiece and asked me to relay a message to our reporter out in the field. These were not my own thoughts or profanities. In relaying that information, I made a poor decision in my choice of words, and for that I apologize. So it was a producer who said that in his ear, and then he repeated it, because sometimes when you're set up, the only way that people in the field can hear you is if it's patched through the board. That was a big mistake. I made a poor decision in my choice of words. For that, I apologize. I could have communicated what was asked to get across in a different manner, and under the pressure of my doing my job in real time, I made a mistake. I've been a stalwart advocate for equality and diversity in the workplace, within my own family and my community. I apologize to anyone I offended and assure you that this situation, which has cost me my job, was truly just a mistake in relaying a message and not a representation of my views or character.
Was the producer fired? Was anybody else reprimanded or something?
It's unclear.
Because something should have happened to the producer, and something should have happened to the person who was running the fucking board.
The producer.
Oh, blame Obama.
I would hit her in the throat.
No, that makes me sad. That makes me sad and angry that was. If anyone made this assumption that that comment was about race, that's ridiculous.
Well, they obviously did. I mean, you heard them react.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, that's the thing that's upsetting, too. Like, I get he was, like, the producer should have been fired. That was his point of view also. But then the thing is, like, he did say it. Granted, if he didn't say the F-bomb, I wondered if he still would have gotten fired.
He would have definitely been suspended. That's something you get suspended for.
But that's...
The F-bomb will get you fired almost every time. Unless you're like a huge star and the ratings depend on you. And then, like everything else, you know, Michael Jordan got away with a lot more than the 11th man on the bench for the Bulls. It sort of goes that way.
Yeah, I get it. I
feel sorry for the dude,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. That sucks.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to find another gig soon. All right, let's go to something motivational. This is an ad from something called Coach Up. You know Julian Edelman. He's a wide receiver for the New England Patriots. This showed up on YouTube. It's called Julian Edelman. Only two things you can do. And it's got... It's his 2009 pre-draft report read by him.
Those babes, though.
198 pounds. Position undetermined. He's too small and unconventional. Maybe he could provide enough competition to push more established players. There are questions about his durability, and he is an unknown, a wide receiver.
And the videos of him working out through this whole thing.
A player like Edelman could fill a role on special teams. Perhaps he's just a camp arm to get the wide receiver some more work. It's unlikely Edelman is being brought to New England to make an impact. He's a gimmick prospect who lacks a true position at the next level. A reach in the seventh round. There are only two things you can do when someone says you're not good enough. You can prove them right, or you can prove them wrong.
Don't you feel great now?
They should change the music.
Yeah,
he's a good-looking dude. Did he actually do anything for the Patriots?
Yeah, he's one of their top receivers.
Oh, I don't know fucking shit about football.
Yeah, that's what.
That was good. If there was another one my friend sent me that was actually really good.
If he didn't do anything, then they wouldn't be making an ad with him talking about how he overcame stuff.
Oh, that's him overcoming stuff. Sorry, yeah. He's no Tom Brady. Don't know about his ass.
Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round, so. I do love that Tom Brady, about a month or so ago, was going through some stuff and found his old resume from his senior year in college when he thought he was going to have to find a real job. And he had things listed for experience, like worked at the golf course.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's so, yeah, the life of an athlete. I give, those are like, athletes, that's one thing I'll keep them on a pedestal for, because they do, or they are proof that, like, you do work hard, but emotional, and it's because it's emotional and physical what they do. So props to this guy for doing that. That was like, I'm about to go to that gym right now. Shit, can we wrap this up?
No, fucking
go work out.
Diana's turning straight right in front of us.
Exactly. No, she's getting butch in front of us.
I'm trying to get sexy so I can go on dates, you guys.
Well, he was doing, most of what he was doing was CrossFit stuff.
Oh, I mean, no, I'm not doing that. I was just going to do some cardio and some like squats and shit. Leg day.
Yeah, she needs to do some squats.
Beefcake.
Nicki Minaj, that anaconda. Wait, hold on.
Anna Nicole, what?
I said anaconda.
Oh, anaconda.
My anaconda don't want.
I don't know that that's what you're going for.
No, that ass in the video, though.
Okay. So, Kareem, I'm going to rely on your expertise in your chosen field to shine a light on whether this is bullshit or something worthwhile. Knicks forward Amari Stoudemire posted a photo of himself bathing in red wine on his Instagram page. Yeah, he actually bathing in red wine. He actually does it all the time.
Like, what's it do?
Apparently... It is very important because it creates circulation of red blood cells. It's also apparently red wine and water in an ancient tub, followed by a 90-minute massage. He's apparently been doing this red wine bath for about 6 to 8 months and says his wife told him about the red wine bath. So it's a thing, but Kareem, is it a thing worth doing? Should people be bathing in red wine? Is there anything to this nonsense, or is it all the 90-minute massage he's getting right after?
It's probably his 90-minute massage he's getting right after. But if you can afford to do it,
I was going to say, if you're fucking rich enough to do that shit, yeah.
Whoa. Listen, and there's always $2.
And
junk.
And if you feel better after having it, then it works.
Yeah, right, but
placebo effect, fuck it, man.
Placebo, but yeah. Because there have been times where with the placebo effect, you've had people who there. One study I read about, there were two groups of people. One had like knee surgery, and one they just did the cuts on the outside,
right,
to make it look like they had knee surgery,
mm-hmm.
and then they both healed in the same way.
Hmm.
So,
yeah,
placebo effect can be a seriously like it happens.
Well, the power of the human mind is crazy, but fucking bathing red wine. Maybe that is good, because red wine a glass a day is supposed to, you know, if it goes to the skins. I don't know. This fool is just rich as fuck. Is he, if he's able to do that, and is like.
He could be buying cheap wine. You never
it doesn't
know.
Matter. Doing it like almost every day, like habitually for 6 to 8 months, that's still, even though it's cheap wine. I mean, Tuba Chuck, a bottle of wine, that's, you're at least looking at like, what, 15 bottles for a bath for a basketball player? Yeah.
So $30 bath.
I highly doubt he's doing, okay,
the,
so
the,
let's.
The 90 minutes massage is going to be way more expensive.
Yeah, so
that.
Doing the $30 yeah. bath on top of the 90 massage for how many times a week does he do this?
Now, and he may be getting the massage from like the Knicks trainer, so that it's not costing him anything for that. But I just wanted, I mean, knowing what you do, I wanted to be like,
it's probably the massage is probably doing most of the work.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, placebo is, if somebody tells you it works and if you think it works, then sometimes that'll be a no.
My guess is if he just took a bath and then had a 90 minute massage, it wouldn't matter what the bath was in, he'd be getting
Big
the same
five,
effect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be one of these days. I'm gonna save up my money from now on, and I'm gonna make a champagne bath.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean,
for her, it might be.
the bubbles in places. I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
I get it. I just wanted the whole money thing. Yeah. I'm like, I'm rich, bitch. And I'm like, I've been saving up for this for 30 years. It's fine. It's worth it.
But if, I mean, champagne's different. Champagne's sticky compared to red wine.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you get that sticky stuff all over your lady
sugar,
business
huh?
down there.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to do a red wine. I'll tell you guys about it. I'm going to do the red wine bath. $2 Chuck. $30. That's not even bad. Yeah. She's going to stay in the tub.
Treat yourself.
That's it.
You deserve it. You deserve the best. Appreciate your hard work.
You've earned it. Give yourself that for Christmas.
Give you. That's gonna be. What is your birthday?
May 12th.
Oh yeah.
No, we gotta go to the Bunny Ranch.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Maybe we can incorporate a wine bath at the Bunny Ranch.
I would be so down.
Bunny
so
Ranch
down.
Wine bath. That's gonna be extra. All right. So Neil Patrick Harris, who's known to many from How I Met Your Mother. Also from Doogie Howser, M.D. I like to think of him from the Harold and Kumar movies myself. He's revealed that he first realized he was gay after a joke kiss from Burt Reynolds. That's right. News of the kiss and Harris's inclusion of the story in his autobiography, Choose Your Own Autobiography, comes as he has been identified as the next host of the Academy Awards.
When has he not hosted that?
He's never hosted the Academy Awards.
Oh, what has he been hosting?
The Oscars, I think.
Oscars,
no,
the Tonys,
no.
Right?
Tonys? He's hosted the
yeah,
Tonys.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the Tonys.
Yeah, he's hosted the Tonys.
Yeah, the Gay Academy Awards.
So here's what happened, according to his account. As a joke at the end of one take, Bert leans over and kisses you square on the mouth. The crew thinks this is very funny, but it makes you uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, and it will ultimately turn out gay. Bert Reynolds' kiss makes you gay. Of course, despite jokes about the magical nature of Burt Reynolds and his mustache, even Neil Patrick Harris knows that the Burtster didn't really make him gay. Both the Irish Independent and Daily Mail report Harris didn't come to realize his sexual orientation immediately, first identifying as bisexual, and then eventually telling his mother at 13 that he might be gay. The actor explained the orientation publicly in 2006. Quote, the most gratifying reaction was the deafening silence of hundreds of millions of Americans thinking to themselves, who gives a shit?
Like, I mean, I was as surprised about him being gay as I was about the kid on Who's the Boss.
That's
pretty much. Gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Melissa Milano?
No.
The boy.
Oh.
Melissa Milano likes cock, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was gay.
Oh, by the way, I have sound from the lady who was working at Jack in the Box when I told her I wanted regular Coke. And I also have a recording of America when they found out that Neil Patrick Harris was gay.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly.
That's so cool. That'd be cool. No one cares.
Oh, apparently, speaking of gay, this just popped up. New York has now a trans woman firefighter. Her name is Brooke Guinean, and she's a FDNY person.
Get okay. it, girl.
Boy, whatever.
Yeah. Girl, it's how she girl? Wants to identify. Yeah, okay. she's it's how they want to identify.
By the way, have you seen the South Park where Cartman identifies as transgendered.
No.
If you have not, you have to.
Is it the sissy one?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's hella fun. I love Cartman so much. He is my spirit animal. I love Cartman.
If you don't have like Hulu Plus, you can go to southparkstudios.com. I think it was like the second episode of the current season. So it's
pretty
good.
I got Hulu.
You have to see it. It's so funny.
This season's been very good for
South
Park.
I've been impressed with South Park lately. They've been good.
It was weird finding out that Stan Marsh's dad was really Lord.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
And I found this out today in San Francisco because they think this is a great idea. I greeted it with this.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
For the duration of the World Series, radio stations in San Francisco are going to forego playing Royals by Lord.
Oh, do you know in Kansas City they're going to play it every hour?
What's that?
Oh, God.
They're going to play it every
Royals,
hour?
Yeah, they're going to play it every
hour. Oh, see, I would if I was running a radio station in Kansas City, I would retaliate by not playing anything gay for the entirety of the World Series. Nothing gay. No dance music, nothing gay.
I feel like that's like a whole nother thing that
people
would be upset about.
Yeah, well, you know what? They'll go to it's Kansas City. They'll have some barbecue.
Dance music is a universal tie. It's for everyone that does drugs. It's not a gay thing anymore. It's for everyone that does drugs.
Yeah.
Go to EDC. You'll know what I'm talking about.
It's for anybody who could be talked into doing gay stuff with enough drugs. all right. So this happened in Southern California. This is actually kind of cool. Keep an ear out for what the pimp does when he finds out what could happen.
Human traffickers. NBC4's Tony Shin has details on what was a dramatic scene in a San Bernardino courtroom earlier today. Tony.
That's right, Colleen. And, you know, I'm here on Baseline Street because investigators and prosecutors say this road is notorious for pimps and prostitutes. They're hoping today's verdict sends a strong message along these sidewalks. This is Christopher Lee Knox. Investigators say this 28-year-old pimp ruled his prostitutes on Baseline Street with an iron fist.
He would beat them, choke them, punch them, kick them.
And he would use this device to stun them. It looks like a cell phone, but it's actually a taser. Detective Jennifer Correll says, like most pimps, Knox used violence to control his prostitutes, which included a 16-year-old girl.
And basically his quote to her was, I take my pimping serious. And it made her very fearful.
Remember, he takes his pimping serious.
Oh, that could be a
thing. Made Knox rich, as you can see in these evidence photos. This morning, he was convicted on several charges.
He actually has a gold necklace that says pimp on it.
He looks like Ludacris lightweight.
Lightweight Ludacris. I don't know about that.
You don't think so? Like, if Ludacris got fat and didn't have, like, wasn't... like,
and had horrible pockmarked skin?
Yeah, that could be him.
I don't see it.
It's just, like, the jawline and then maybe, like, the light
goatee. And the neck tats?
That's what the dead giveaway was. Maybe the big forehead, too. It might be the big forehead.
So he takes his pimping serious. Now, let's listen to what happened when sentence was handed down.
Including human trafficking. A year ago, he would have gotten about 8 years behind bars. But thanks to Proposition 35, he's now facing at least 15 years to life in prison.
So it's a significant increase in punishment.
Deputy DA Melissa Rodriguez says Knox is the first pimp to face life in prison under Proposition 35 since California voters overwhelmingly approved it late last year. During the verdict, Knox fell to the floor and cried.
This county and our district attorney is taking this issue very seriously, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
That's right. When he found out, he dropped to the floor and cried like a little bitch.
Because he takes his pimping seriously.
He takes his pimping seriously.
That means he can't do it anymore. It's like breaking up.
Yeah, you know what he's not going to be able to do anymore? They're going to have fun with him in prison.
Oh, they're going to have so much fun. I can't believe it has this.
I bet he's pretty, too. I bet he's all manicured and, mm-hmm. and clean.
Cracks me up, like, just, like, the people reporting the story, and they have to say, yes, and he, like, has a quote. He takes his pimping seriously. Like, they have to say it, like, with a straight face.
Well, no, that's what, yeah, he takes...
It's just, like...
You know, in the newsroom, they were like, He really said that. He beat her and then said, I take my pimpin' serious.
Hey, that.
You know who else takes his pimpin' serious? Whoever in the prison where he's going will be pimping his ass out.
Your cellmate, bitch.
That's right. I take my pimpin' seriously. So.
Oh my god. Hey, I didn't know they were like still like real like that. Like I thought. I mean, I know pimps and like prostitutes, that's still a thing, but like looking like him. Like I think that's what it bothers
me. With the gold chain that says pimp on the end of
it? I just feel like you shouldn't advertise your crimes that much.
I don't think you should wear a gold necklace with whatever your profession is.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't advertise. Well, it's a crime in this case, but
it doesn't matter if it's a crime or not. If I were to get you a giant gold chain that said shoe sales lady on the end of it, would you wear it with pride?
Thinking about it. Yes.
I feel like that's a different
situation. She would pawn it is what she would do.
I was like, I'm not opposed to receiving any gifts. Would I wear it with pride? As a joke, yes, because that's one hell of a conversation starter. But my purpose for it would be different.
Well, I think the big takeaway for the story, other than him crying on the floor like a bitch, I love the irony of that. I love the dichotomy of it. And I also like the fact that the Senate and Assembly in California actually did something, because that just passed, because that's not okay.
I'm glad it ended. It started with this dickhead, though.
So, yeah, if you take your pimping seriously, you might want to take it to someplace where it's legal, because you're going to spend a lot of time in jail. That's how it's going to go for you. And then it's not going to go good at all.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cooler tool, wine baths. Kareem?
Shit. I'm going to say tool.
That's fair. Diana?
I'm going to say cool because I want to try it.
Wine baths, you know what? Because this is the first time I'm seeing it, he's going to get a cool. The next person's getting a tool. Because it's just copycat bullshit. Up next in Cooler Tool.
That's going to be me. This is awkward.
Burt Reynolds. Diana.
If he can to have that kind of aura to turn someone cool. Burt Reynolds is a boss, in my opinion. Unless he did something bad that I don't know about.
Kareem?
Pre-1990 Burt Reynolds was cool.
What did he do bad?
Since 1990, he's been kind of a tool.
Well, he got old.
Wow.
Set in his ways.
Plastic surgery.
Oh, okay, never mind. He's tall.
Burt Reynolds in the 70s and 80s, coolest man on the fucking planet.
Exactly.
There was nobody cooler than Burt Reynolds. If you don't believe it, go back and watch Smokey and the Bandit or Cannonball Run. Those movies are fucking awesome.
Exactly.
By the way, you know what else looks fucking awesome? John Wick. I am so stoked for Keanu Reeves killing the fuck out of people.
Oh.
It's coming.
Like Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves killing the fuck out of people. That's right, killing the fuck out of people. And finally, in cooler tool, Pimpin'. Kareem?
Tool.
Diana?
Tool.
Unless you're playing the Godfather in the WWE, it's absolutely tool. It's also not easy. Or it ain't easy.
Well, you gotta. That's why you gotta take it serious.
Yeah, I take my pimpin' right. Serious.
Oh, wait, can we do
anything
can we do
goes when it comes to hoes.
Can you do what? Oh, okay.
Can we do another pun?
Let me fade this out. You know what? Fine. Since I've completely given
yes.
up,
yes.
It's time yes. for Diana and the pun of the day, which we do right after Cooler Tool. Go ahead.
I'll keep this one short. I used to be a banker, but I lost interest.
Is there a way that we can take is there a sound of the guy with the cane hooking her off the stage?
Wrong one.
How about this?
I think she got a little excited by that sound.
Hello! No!
We should have a pun corner.
Yeah, I think she got a little excited by the whip crack.
That was a lot.
It's a little bit loud. All right,
a bizarre story out of Mount Laurel. Police trying to find a man who squeezed a woman's toes
in a grocery store parking lot. Now, the victim says it happened on Saturday night at the ShopRite on Ark Road. The woman says she was loading groceries in her vehicle when a man stopped her door from closing. He complimented her toes, then he squeezed two of them. The woman says she told him to stop touching her. He did let go, but told her he was obsessed with toes.
So that happened in New Jersey.
I'm not surprised.
I am obsessed with toes.
That's a lot to handle. Can you imagine if someone just comes up to you and just grabs your feet?
Just stops.
Wait,
your
I'm sorry. Am I at work? Hold on. What just happened?
Because that's what you do for a living.
God, I hate it when the customers are like, yeah, and my button, these shoes are like talking about their bunions and shit, and they're like, you want to see? And they show me. I'm like, I believed you the first time.
So here's the thing. They think you're some sort of podiatrist light.
They really do. Exactly. I'm like, I don't get paid enough for that. No.
Next
no.
thing you know, they're going to be asking you to squeeze their toes.
Oh, my God. I already have to put the fucking shoe, the stockings on them. And
okay,
the
let me ask you this.
Could you take your time and do that? Could you caress my heel?
Slower. Slower.
I hate you.
Did you ever watch Married with Children?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I am not Al Bundy.
No. I'm not saying you are.
Kelly.
No. She's definitely not Kelly.
Hey.
Baby Bud.
Dude.
Sorry, I had to. Have you had the instance that happened on the show all the time for comedic effect where women will come in and ask for, let's say, a size 6 shoe, and you look at their foot and know full well that it's at least a 9.
Yes. And sometimes they won't believe me. They're like, this shoe must be, they must, these shoes must run small. I'm like, they actually run large. So, and they won't, and this is what fucks me up a lot, is that they won't, like, if the shoe fits perfectly, they'll look at the size and be like, no, that's not correct. And they won't, or they won't go a size up. They just don't.
Nobody can see the size of your shoe.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I tell them all the time. And they're like, this shoe looks really big. I'm like, bitch, just put it on you're really big. It matches. It has to match. You can't have tiny little Asian feet and be like a fucking 6 feet tall. That's not going to work.
You'll tip over.
Oh, exactly. My God, people. Oh, my God. Let me do my job so you can buy some shit and then we can all be happy.
Here's what you need to do. You need to pull out that foot measuring thing. I forget what it's called. You know the metal one?
We have that. We do that.
Yeah.
And they still don't believe me. They're like, that's wrong.
Right. That's wrong.
That's no. Some brands don't. I'm just like, dear God.
Your scale is broken. I do not weigh that much.
Like, there's nothing. It's like, it's a slidey thing. There's nothing like you can do to distort this.
It's your gender.
They're like, let me go to the bathroom and then come back. I'm like, bitch, that doesn't come out of your foot.
Now you think about it, that's what we have to deal with.
I deal with that shit too. I just have to deal with it at work in addition to dating. Like,
okay. So the whole thing with Al Bundy.
It's real.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh my God. I try to block that out my memories, but thanks for bringing that up. Thanks.
All right. Let me cleanse your palate and your mind for a moment. Ann Coulter made an appearance on the O'Reilly Factor to talk with Bill about why Republican Party is so unpopular. Let's listen into what the blonde bombshell has to say about Republicans.
Dear God. Hey, Stu, with us, I'm Bill O'Reilly in the Unresolved Problem segment tonight. Midterm election 17 days away, and right now many are predicting the Republicans will win the Senate. New Fox News poll asked registered voters what they thought about both parties. Republicans, 36% favorable. That's low. 54% unfavorable. Democrats, 43% favorable. 50% unfavorable. Here now to explain this complicated situation, Ann Coulter, who is a Republican. So were you surprised at that? I was.
Not really. I mean, the country has changed, and we keep thinking this is the same country that it used to be. Democrats have been bringing in ringers since the 1965 Immigration Act, and it's not...
There it is.
You think it's the same people voting. It isn't. The Democrats get basically every immigrant group to block vote for the Democrats.
It's
even
true that
very...
that has helped them, but the performance of the Obama administration in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. So you would think that even people who are inclined to vote for a party might take a step back and say, you know what? All of this stuff really isn't working.
You would think so, but you also have the massive issue of election fraud.
A Fox News poll didn't have anything to do with election fraud. The folks clearly...
Okay, so Bill O'Reilly, voice of reason.
There is no election fraud.
There is not. Since we brought up election fraud, I know it's been used for this in the past. Let me take the naive viewpoint for a moment. We'll have a social discussion for a moment. The naive viewpoint that I'm asked for my ID at least 6 times every day for a variety of reasons. Anything from using my credit card to getting into Costco to whatever. Why is it such a big deal? And this is the question that's being asked. Why is it such a big deal to ask for ID at the polling place to prove that, yes, I am a registered voter, this is my name, this is my picture, and here I am on the rolls?
I have an aunt that's 101, one that's 95, and one that's 94.
Okay.
None of them have ID because they don't need an ID for anything that they do.
Really? My dad's 70, and he still needs an ID.
They don't do ID stuff.
That's interesting to me. Why... I mean, yes, and I know things were... When I first got my driver's license, the state of Vermont did not have a photo on a driver's license right. when I got it. You just didn't.
Damn, you're old.
You could... No, well, that was their policy for quite a while. And then you could get one, but you had to drive to the Capitol, to the DMV in Montpelier, to get a photo ID and pay extra for it. And that's the way it was until the mid-90s. There, you just didn't have them. And you'd go to other states. Like, I went to college in Maine, and then I went to college in New York, and they were like, what the fuck is that thing? And I go, that's my Vermont driver's license. And they're like, yeah, that's not really a thing. I'm like, well, it's all I got. I go, but I got my college ID here. And they're like...
They don't even ask you for your ID when you register to vote.
Right. Because you can register to vote, like,
right.
anytime.
So you register to vote. They don't ask for your ID when you register to vote, so there shouldn't be a need for your ID when you
But that's my question, and I'm not the whole and I'm not trying. I'm coming at it from a very innocent point of view, as some people are when they ask the question.
Well,
and so you're telling me it's because we've got a lot of older people who don't have.
They don't have ID. You have a lot of poor people that don't necessarily have ID.
Okay,
and you have a lot of people that live in small towns that don't. Necessarily have ID because they don't necessarily need them. Because if you go to the store and the person knows you at the store, or like the town that I'm from, where my mom, one of my moms works the polling station every year, mm-hmm. and all of the people that work the polling station know all the people that are voting, you're not getting anything over on those people because they know you.
Right.
So, you know, they're not really going to ask you for ID because like, oh, that's Jim from across the street or down the street. So...
But my question is a little bit more, and I don't know the answer to this.
Well, the answer to the question is the motivation for the people who are putting the laws on the books.
Right.
And that is because there are more people who are registering to vote who are Democrats or who would lean Democratic. Mm. And so the Republicans are trying to narrow the voting.
Right. No, I understand that. So I understand that part of it.
So that is the answer to the question, period.
But it's not because... It's the back end answer. My question would then be, again, coming from a more naive point of view,
okay, so to speak,
why would it be a bad thing? Now, let's get away from the voting for a moment.
Because it's a poll tax, pretty much.
But I'm going to get away from the voting. Why is it a bad thing for us to come up with a system where everybody would have an ID? Because I think that's really the root of the problem, is you've got a lot of people who don't have any form of identification. So how are they handling day-to-day things? Like, if I walk into the bank, they want to see my ID. How are these people handling that? How are you applying for government benefits?
But if those people are handling those things, then why do they need an ID just to vote?
Well, this isn't about voting.
I mean, I'm taking that out of it right now. But I'm saying that is pretty much the question, though. Because they're handling their day-to-day business because, again, a lot of those people probably are poor people or people that live in small towns that the people know them. And the same people, they deal with the same people in those situations every day.
Right. And
the person that they're dealing with at the bank is the person who either lives down the street or who they've known since they were a kid coming into that bank. So that's not an issue.
No. I grew up in a town with 500 people. I understand small towns. But my question is, and it's not about voting. I don't even want to get that far down the road because I understand the problem is there are a lot of people who don't have IDs. I want to know why they don't, why they can't, and why it's such a problem to get identification.
Okay,
for
so
someone because then the issue on the back end of the quote unquote poll tax, if everybody has ID, is not an issue.
Okay, so.
So I'm coming at it from the other side.
Okay, so you need a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not free.
Well,
A copy of your birth certificate is not free.
No.
If you were born, and depending on where you are, like I'm out here.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to get a birth certificate, I have to send back to North Carolina to get a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to get one when I'm there.
Right.
So you have to pay for that. For me, that would be an extra charge of having to pay for it being shipped out here. And then you have to pay for an ID once you get here. And that's, I just got a new driver's license last week. That was $33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're looking at $50 right there for some people who don't have $50 extra, period.
Well, I think my whole thing is I think everybody should be able to have an ID. And if somebody is somebody who is on assistance or who doesn't have income, why isn't there a way for us to get some form of ID for them so that this is never an issue? That's my whole thing. Why don't we should be able to find a way to make this never be an issue and take that power away from people and give it back? Because if everybody's got an ID, whether it comes with, oh, well, you are on Social Security, so part of Social Security, we're going to issue you a picture ID, and that's a valid form of ID.
That could work.
And that's what I'm saying, because I want to take that power of people to manipulate bullshit and come at it from it, because pretty much everybody I know, and right up through to people who are older, have ID of some manner, shape, or form, whether it's a driver's license or some other form of ID. And I know your experience is different, and that's why we're having this conversation. So it's just weird because I can't go through any day in my life without showing my ID to at least three people.
Yeah. I know a dude back home who rode his bicycle to do everything. He never had a driver's license or a car.
Right. No, and I know. And there are people who live in New York City who are very well-to-do who don't have a driver's license. They ride the subway everywhere.
And who does... He worked on a farm for some guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets paid by that guy. He never had a need for an ID because everybody that he does business with knows who he is.
No, I completely understand that. I just would like to see a system where we don't have people be able to go, oh, we're going to need to see your ID, and then have that be the equivalent of a discrimination thing. I want everybody to be able to have ID.
Yeah.
So we can round them up, right, Diana? Oh wait, no.
Well, that's part of the other. And I mean, you got a lot of people that don't want an ID for that purpose.
All the criminals and the Jews. Oh wait,
that already.
Well, that did happen. So that is fair.
Too soon, Nate.
Is it?
No.
Ted just left. Come on.
Diana's like, I don't know anything about any of this. So
no, I do. The thing is, it's one of those things that like we can't. That's a thing. It's like when I remember being in college and my very first sociology class, I went up to my professor and I was like, so there's no like, isn't the only way basically to get rid of like the whole competitiveness and all that, like basically social system structures, is basically getting rid of money, because it takes away out of that monetary thing where that's where it all starts from, like capitalism basically. And she's like, because I was saying something, she's like, you know, it's not possible because of this and this. I'm like, so why don't we just get rid of money? And she's like, that's basically communism. And I looked at her and I was like, oh, I'm going to stop talking now. And it's one of those things, but it's just the way our system's set up.
But that's not really true. because in other societies they were like socialist based economies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the way America's set up is like we can't do that right now.
Right, but that's it though, because I had this conversation with a friend of mine who's Filipino the other day, and it's a rich and a poor. And the society is based off of the fact that there are rich and poor is based off of the way the economy is run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's based off of, and in order for a capitalist economy society to work, is that you have to have poor people.
Oh, no, exactly. So that's why I'm just like, when he was asking about the whole ID thing, I was like, you guys already said everything that I was like thinking or needed to be said. So what am I going to contribute? Like, I'm not going to be the hype man in the back and be like, yeah, no, you like get
the,
it. Like,
but the other part of that is that Europeans were used to that kind of society because they come from serfdoms.
Yeah, that's and pretty much how everything is. It's one of those things.
In what we call third world countries, that's not how their societies were set up.
Yeah, but when you have the 1% or people that do have that money, they're not going to want to give that up.
Right, but I'm saying, and they don't want to give it up, and what they've done is they've corrupted the other societies to think that
that's how you're supposed to. So it's kind
of
like,
so you get one, you'll get the few people that'll sell out the rest of the country for their trinkets.
Because to get rid of like election fraud and stuff, you're right that we should.
There's no election fraud. That's the thing.
Right, it's not really a thing. They hype this up to say we need voters to have IDs so that we can prevent election fraud. And the average person who's hearing it, and that was kind of where I was coming from, was saying, what's the big deal? I need to show my ID multiple times a day, what to do mundane bullshit. Why is it such a big deal to show your ID to vote? And people don't say that coming at it from a, we're trying to prevent people from voting. They're legitimately going, well, I heard on TV that there's a problem with voter fraud, or this person said there's a problem with voter fraud. And so that, I don't think a lot of people know about. That's why I want to have these conversations.
And even like there was an article on Mother Jones about that, the dude that did the gotcha game on Acorn, and Acorn's out of business now.
Yes.
He did something that worked. He was doing a new scam like that, that was trying to get somebody to say that there was voter fraud. But then that goes back to this, the whole Acorn thing goes back to the thing I said last week about the guy who said he had Ebola on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, this is some dumb white dude that's doing something stupid. We're going to say, yeah, this is what you could do if you wanted to do that. And they made it, oh, they said you could do this, and it's not really what happened.
Right. Well, the guy who said he had Ebola on the plane was a black guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, I ain't even from fucking Africa.
Yeah.
No, but you also don't realize that you can't make jokes like that on a plane.
Yeah. I told you exactly what happened. He was pissed off that she asked, well, she looked at him like that. She's like, you stupid bitch.
And, right. And I told you, you have to stop making that excuse for every stupid thing that black people do. Because sometimes, by God, black people do stupid things too.
Yes, sometimes they do stupid things. But a lot of the stuff that we do that y'all consider stupid is that you took it something that didn't happen and made it into it.
Basically, the point is the only perfect ethnicity is the Asians. I'm sorry.
All I know is I'm going to use that mind control on every African American I see. I'm just going to give them a weird look and see what crazy shit they do.
Yeah. They will say some, like, look at this cracker.
Actually, I'm not, because with my luck, it will be someone who is actually both mentally and physically capable of throwing a beat down.
Yeah.
Just because.
But that's what's really what happens. I'm pretty sure it happens like all the time.
All right. Well, weird things happen with clowns all the time, and this happened in Florida.
Clown trend that started out in California is now in Florida. It involves scary-looking clowns terrifying homeowners. Check out the video. A man in Jacksonville says his surveillance camera caught one of these clowns lurking on his front porch. As you can see, he's tearing apart a pumpkin.
Oh.
So the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says so far it hasn't gotten any complaints, and neighbors think it's just friends trying to prank other friends. A creepy clown.
So that
it's a juggalo. It's one of those fucking insane clown posse people. It's a fucking juggalo. That's all they do.
And we already talked about the one that was happening in Wasco in California. It's a photography project. The guy's wife is doing a photography project.
I hate people so much.
and so she's having him dress up as a clown, and she's taking a picture a day in October of him and a clown posing around town. I'm guessing she told him that if he did it, he would get to have sex again someday.
He probably made a chart.
He could be. I've done it 15 days now. Is that a blowjob? Are we up to a blowjob yet? Hmm? Also in Florida, Florida man arrested for stealing toilet parts from fast food places. It's true. Brian Rinda of St. Petersburg, white guy, has been arrested for repeatedly breaking apart fast food toilets after they caught him on camera wandering in with the equipment necessary to break open the parts and then wandering out with toilet pieces in tow. He's now facing 9 counts of theft. Now, the reason he did it was apparently to acquire the flushing handles and pipes, which he then sold to the county recycling center for $36 to $40 per piece. That's right, $36 to $40.
Was he a meth head?
You know, from the photograph, he does not look like a meth head.
He might be in the early stages.
Possibly, but he does not look... His skin looks fine. His eyes look a little bit scary, but otherwise normal. And he's got all of it. He hasn't pulled his hair out. So, I don't know. Weird shit happening in Florida. Shocker. I know. Not going to talk about it because that's over. Snoop has apologized to Iggy Azalea. That feud is over.
You talk about the dude that was masturbating with the bear?
Oh, you know, that was the other show. That was the other show. Let me call that up real quick for you. Because that was actually really... It was another Florida story. So, teenager in Florida. Headline only in Florida. Florida teen was arrested after getting down and dirty with a stuffed animal inside a Walmart. That's according to the Smoking Gun. Sean Johnson, who's 19 and white, was charged with indecent exposure in public and criminal mischief after grabbing a stuffed animal off a Walmart shelf and using the toy to masturbate. Police say Johnson used a toy horse to pleasure himself. No word of if the toy was My Little Pony or not. That would classify the teen as a brony and not a plushie. And apparently there's a difference. According to reports, the lewd act was caught on surveillance cameras at around 3 p.m. That's when everyone gets horny, right? Little afternoon delight. In the video, Johnson is seen putting the horse back on the shelf after he was done.
Ew.
That's so gross.
Yeah. So he looks like he's on something.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a little bonus Florida corner for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Walmart and find a...
I'm going to go to Walmart with surgical gloves on from now on.
Yeah,
that's all that's
going to
happen.
I'm trying to figure out that whole train of thought. I'm going to Walmart and masturbate with a bear.
I don't think... as a horse. I don't think a lot of thinking went into it. I think that was probably a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Yeah, like he saw Diana and was like, ooh, I need to take care of this.
On the bright side, he didn't rape anybody.
He was not. When he didn't squeeze anyone's toes.
He did not rape anybody, molest anybody, or squeeze any toes. He did creep a lot of people out, so you're welcome for that.
Wow. That is crazy.
Speaking of crazy, I heard about this. I was at a going away party, and someone, they were talking about this. There was an 80-foot inflatable butt plug. You heard that right. 80-foot inflatable butt plug by American artist Paul McCarthy. It was put up in Paris. Well, it's been cut down from its supports by vandals, forcing authorities to deflate it. It's terrible. The prudes in Paris saw it as an eyesore. According to The Guardian, the vandals waited until the attention of security guards was elsewhere. They had security guards around the giant butt plug, as you would.
Oh, God.
The sculpture was titled Tree, and it needed the support to keep it in place. Police are investigating the incident. It had only been 2 days since it was inflated in the Place Vendôme. During the inflatable butt plug's grand unveiling, one man's response was to slap McCarthy in the face 3 times, yelling that he was not French and that his work had no business in the square before running off. That's according to Le Monde.
That was really gay.
That was very French.
That was very bad.
You are not French and your work has no business in the square. I'm going to run away now.
Man, I want you to butt plug me later.
The running away is very French. It is. If you were hoping to go to Paris to see the giant butt plug, you're out of luck. Sorry, wow. You're going to have to go to the adult store if you want to see a butt plug. Or you can go online. I'm sure they have them there, too.
Yes.
So, All right. Let's do some small town news. Oh, by the way, Amazon. If you're going to shop Amazon,
you can probably get a butt plug there.
You can. Someone has. A listener to this show did that because we can. Here's what I see. When I get a report, I know what people bought. I have no idea who bought it. So one of the listeners to the show, when we first started doing Amazon, Eric in Portland, decided that he would buy a red butt plug and some Anal Ease lube on Amazon just to see if we could see what was ordered. And yes, we can. But we don't know who it was. So
wow.
Feel your anonymity is still intact no matter what you order on Amazon. But if you're going to do that, just go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab because it does help support the show, and it does not increase your cost at all. So it actually takes it. If you want to hurt Amazon, that's a good way to do it, too, because it takes away from their bottom line. Yeah. So we got you on both ends. All right. With that being said, it's time to wrap this up with a little small town news.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. It's time for Speak Out. Some words of appreciation to those who take care of the Saranac Cemetery. It is a beautiful and peaceful spot. It's well attended by the staff who maintain it and the visitors who enhance individual plots. The repairs to the damaged stones were a welcome sight. See, it's not all complaining and bitching. Also, I want to thank the person who found the jacket on the golf course and turned it in at the clubhouse. Aww. I very much appreciate it. Thanks again. This is not normally how Speak Out goes. All right, finally. Not finally, but next. Are lawmakers immune to driving impaired and killing somebody or some family? The same folks that are throwing stones suffer from alcoholism themselves. Some get away with it, some don't. Someone got a DUI and then rode into Speak Out. That's how that went.
Damn it.
The attack on Social Security was tongue-in-cheek. It is a socialized program that works. Everyone who pays in benefits eventually. So why against that idea for all instead of the bloated military budgets? People not grasping the joke means schools could use a few dollars too. Nope, they don't teach sarcasm in school. Sorry, Charlie. Hey, I was in Western New York last month. Gas in Rochester, Syracuse, and Watertown was $3.53 a gallon. The Thruway was $3.61. Plattsburgh is $3.73. We're being ripped off!
Wow.
This was a couple weeks ago. I paid $3.09 at Costco, by the way.
$3.11 at Safeway.
Yeah. Hey, what's the difference between hate speech and yelling names and obscenities out the window at people you don't like? All you do is set an example of what kind of person you are and teach children that behavior.
Stop it, Diana. I told you about that.
Yeah, Diana, stop yelling at people when you're driving around.
I didn't think there were any witnesses. I don't understand. Mail blast.
Hey, two channels with the same local news, but one channel is blocking the first half of an hour-long program. And who wants to watch the last half of a program? I don't know. Hey, why is the city council trying to get businesses to come to Plattsburgh? There's a large empty building on Margaret Street past Georgia Pacific. Also, the former lakeside is your chance for a waterfront hotel. Oh, why isn't the city council? Oh, I'm guessing they probably are, sir. By the way, baby shower invitation states to bring diapers to be entered into door prize drawing. Previously, this was a gesture of thanks. Now they want a gift, a book and diapers. People who can't afford diapers also will be left out of the drawing?
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, back in 2003, if you protested the Iraq War, you were considered to be against the troops and un-American for not wanting people to die. Now all conservatives are dancing a different tune. Are they? I don't know who they are. They're all still pretty pro-war.
Always.
They don't want Obama to do it, but, I mean, come on. That's really more of something else. Is this the same one? It is the same one. Anyway. So that's gonna do it for Small Town News. And Speak Out. Because everybody should have a chance to have their voice heard. No matter how crazy it might be, right, Diane?
Whatever, I'm not from the fucking state that lets anyone run for mayor or governor, or what the fuck that is.
Mayor or governor?
President, I don't know. I was just kidding. I know it's not the president.
I want to run for president of Vermont. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm so
funny. I don't know. I think it's not a bad idea in theory. See, in theory, it's a good idea.
See, that's a lot of things. Kind of like, why doesn't everyone have IDs? In theory, That'd be cool in theory.
No, in practice, it actually would be great, but
it's not practical. It's not gonna. It can't really happen.
It could.
It could if people gave a shit enough.
They may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
Bare naked ladies are too.
It's a John Lennon lyric, but thanks.
Oh, God.
it's from
Imagine. Why does this sound so fucking crazy? Or crazy country? Oops. Freudian slip.
Because country music is now the rock from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But the Bare Naked Ladies are not country. But either way. Hey, welcome back, Diana. It's good to see you
it's
again.
It's good to be back.
Will you be back again next week?
The schedule isn't out, but yes.
All right.
Looking forward to that. I told my boss. She was like, I thought you had to have Mondays off. I'm like, no. I need at least to like get off by 5. And she's like, oh, that changes everything. I was like, so you decided to let me close on the Mondays you thought I needed off? I don't understand this. Don't get this logic, but it's
She thought you needed to go to Walmart and fuck a stuffed horse or something.
Pretty
at
much.
3.
Pretty much. Because right, that's, you know, the holler back time.
It is. It very much is. So coming up next weekend, Kareem is going to be at Tommy T's.
Yes.
In Rancho Cordoba. So go check him out doing stand-up. See, I remembered from earlier. Diana's show was last night, so you missed it. Whoops.
Oh, but I'll be in San Francisco November 8th and 9th. So 7th, 8th and 9th? That weekend.
8th is a Saturday.
Okay, yeah, 8th and 9th. Both of those days I'll be in San Francisco.
Just on the street yelling?
Bad drivers, yes. No, for a show. It's called the Hella Gay Comedy Festival. So check that shit out because, you know, I'm hella gay.
I would love to. I'm going to be seeing Adam Carolla on November 8th at Cache Creek. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be good. Noon Will Hong podcast. Not classic. Brand new on Monday. Be safe, and we'll see you next week with new shows. Like to be your boomer.